You ever heard somebody call one of them a snake doctor?
No.
Haven't heard of that?
No.
Yeah. One fellow told me that he had heard people call them that and said that they were supposed to be a sign that snakes were close by.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I don't think there's anything to that.
Yeah. Yeah, what about this insect, you know, that's bad about getting in your clothes and biting holes in them?
Oh, moths? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they swim around here. You have to spray for them. Mm-hmm. Keep them in cellophane bags or things, or they'll eat them up.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an insect around here that you usually see at night and it has a light that flashes?
Yeah, it's called them lightning bugs. It's not, but you don't see but just a few of them now. I've seen them at night though and have the whole woods lit up, big thousands of them. Mm-hmm. When you see them now, you don't see but a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to get jars and catch them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I reckon you did the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was fixing to say, I hadn't seen one in a long time.
I've seen a few lace. Last summer, last spring, down there in them woods, mm-hmm. one night.
There's not too many of them, see?
No.
I wanted to ask you about something you could play, an instrument, kind of long, and you blow on it and move it back and forth across your mouth?
Harp, mouth harp.
Right.
Yeah.
You know people who play those things around here?
No, I don't know nobody plays one around here now. Mm-hmm.
You ever tried?
I tried. I never couldn't. All I could ever do was blow it. I couldn't play no tune.
Right. Or sometimes you'll see this thing that you can kind of...
Juice harp.
Right.
Call it.
Right.
Yeah.
Which one of those do you like better as far as listening to?
Oh, I like the mouth harp the best.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of got more of a melody
yeah.
to it, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Well, what about some of the common tools that your father had around the house that he used a pretty good bit?
Oh, had axes, post hole diggers, holes, old grass blades, drawing knives, grass net, augers.
Mm-hmm. And something to drive nails with?
Hammers, yeah. Hatchet.
What did he call the thing that he broke up the ground with the first time before he got rid of the plant?
Oh, that a turning plow.
Mm-hmm. Did he have any other kinds?
Yeah. Another little plow, he put it on a Georgie's top. Well, there's two or three kinds you can put on there. Biggest you can put on there was what's called a twister. And you use the sweep and a shovel plow. Mm-hmm. Different types of plow.
What was that twister used for?
Well, mostly to throw up a potato bed or dig potatoes. Or you would use about the same way you did a turning plow.
Mm-hmm.
You would throw a big bed up.
And you said they fit on a Georgia stock?
Yeah, you use them on a Georgia stock.
What was that like?
Well, it was just a single plow stock, had one foot on there, and had old plows. They had a square hole in there. You could put that pin through that plow and run it through that thing on that Georgia stock and put that another one, then take a hammer and tighten it up.
Mm-hmm. I see. Ever heard of one called a middle buster?
Yeah. That was a big old thing, kind of like